For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The state of Michigan is promoting autonomous vehicle research to the world's automakers. As the media descended on Detroit last week to cover the North American International Auto Show, reporters had access to an event called Automobila D, where a wide range of emerging technologies was on display. I stopped by to talk with Kettering University President Bob McMahon about their Mobility Research Center. President McMahon says construction on the center began last year in Flint and will be completed in the next few months.
Well, we expect the first wave of researchers to use it in the spring. And in fact, we've constructed the facility in such a way that we can build the second part of it at the same time where you're using the first part of it. So we cut the ribbon on the phase one last year. And we expect that as soon as the snow clears and the weather clears up a little bit, that we'll start to see activity on the site.
You mentioned weather conditions. I know that's a factor in some of the testing that at some point will be done here.
Absolutely it is. And that's one of the things that makes this Michigan a particularly useful site, because we do see all the seasons here, and vehicles that we develop and technologies we develop have to be able to handle all four seasons.
Is having this facility at Kettering proving to be beneficial in terms of recruiting students to the university?
Well, we have a strong heritage in this area, and it just underscores our commitment to this industry and to the engineering disciplines that support it. And in fact, one of the most interesting things about mobility as it's evolving is automobiles are really becoming the platform technology of the 21st century. Decades ago, they were primarily just mechanical systems. Now, they're devices. They're rolling computers. They have operating systems and software and networks, as well as propulsion systems and mechanical systems. So, in a lot of ways, automobiles bring together all of the engineering disciplines in a very interesting and compelling way. And so our involvement in this industry and our creation of the MRC just enhances our reputation in this very important area.
We're starting to hear that the technology for autonomous vehicles is or will be ahead of the technology that needs to be built into the infrastructure so that these vehicles can safely travel on roads and highways in America. How much do you know about that, where we fit in that time frame?
Well, it's interesting because there's a transition period between where we are now and a fully autonomous fleet, because for several decades we're going to have a mixed fleet of cars. Some cars will have a lot of fully autonomous features, and others will be more, will be legacy vehicles that don't. And so there's going to be a natural evolution of the highway system to accommodate that. Ultimately, I think decades in the future, probably sooner than we think, ultimately, but decades in the future, the fleet will be almost fully autonomous. It will be like that movie with Will Smith and iRobot. I don't know if you remember that movie, but there's a scene in the movie where he commands his car to hand him a steering wheel so he can drive the car, and his passenger looks over in horror and says, "Is that legal? Can you actually do that?" Well, I think, decades in the future, that's probably what we're going to see. But there's a long transition period between now and then. And over that transition period, we're going to see the development of the communications infrastructures and the vehicle communications infrastructures that allow that to fully be realized.
Bob McMahon is president of Kettering University in Flint, home of the GM Mobility Research Center. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Delightful.
This is Scott Pohl.